I'm David Brancaccio. An app for trading stocks popular with millennials has found itself afoul of regulators. The Securities and Exchange Commission says Robinhood will pay $65 million to settle the SEC's contention that Robinhood failed to disclose its side deals with the firms it uses to process trades. Also this week, Massachusetts pressed a separate complaint alleging Robinhood prods inexperienced investors to get into risky trading. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Robinhood lets users make trades without charging commissions. It's simple to link to a bank account. It's designed for smartphones. Making investing easy can be a good thing, says Tyrone Ross, the CEO of the investment platform OnRamp Invest.
If you don't own equities or you're not exposed to capital markets, then how do you build any type of financial freedom or ultimately wealth for your family?
But Massachusetts regulators say the app encourages users to trade a lot, which can be risky. Ben Carlson at Ritholtz Wealth Management uses the app to invest in cryptocurrency. He says it feels like the app rewards him for every transaction.
They have this confetti when you make a trade, and it makes you feel good. It kind of does feel like a video game.
The Massachusetts complaint also says the app makes it too easy for inexperienced traders to buy risky stock options.
It is something that people need to have some education on if they're going to use that stuff.
Robinhood says it disagrees with the allegations. It also says it's added safeguards to its options offering. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.